you know when you hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. That's right. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Let's just connect all the dots, connect all the cities, connect it all. There's so much happening tonight. As we're doing the show here, as I'm doing this show, people are rioting out in the street all over America, maybe over the world, too. Who knows? Well, there's, you know, everybody knows by now what happened. Innocent guy got killed by the police. Nobody to blame but the police, really, you know? Come on. They don't have any excuses on this one, you know, and I have to talk about it because this is the main item that's on everybody's mind, you know. We're going to talk about other things tonight, too. But, hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you want to give your comments on what's happening now with the riots or multidimensional physics or crystals or 5G or love or anything on either end of the spectrum, hey, call in. The number is 888-627-6008. And I believe if you're calling from England or the British Isles or something like around that area, it's an 888. It's a free number. So you would be dialing 001-888-627-6008. I believe that's correct. You better check it yourself. You know, if you don't get through, it wasn't dialed right. But that's what I believe it is. I believe it's toll free too from the United Kingdom. And so back to what's going on now. People are rioting. People are angry. It should have never happened. But the bottom line here is, like I say in my song, Ain't No Justice, which is out there on YouTube, and everybody ought to, after the show, go and listen to it on YouTube. Ain't No Justice. That's spelled A-I-N-T. I don't use the apostrophe. I shorten it. Ain't No Justice. You might have to go scroll three or four things down. I mean, once you get there, because, you know, the whole YouTube's clogged up with the Temptations song or something like that. Anyhow, hey, the easy way to find it is to go to YouTube.com, click on the music button, and then type in Ain't No Justice. And to make it even faster, after that, you can put by Tom Edison. That's right. That is my real name, Tom Edison. Hey, I'm also a 2020 presidential candidate, and I'm the guy who knows how to solve all the problems, and this is one of them. It's not that difficult to solve. That's why I'm running for president, because we need somebody as president of the United States who knows how to think for themselves and solve problems. I don't need to have to consult any experts because I'm the expert on solving problems. And this problem is an ongoing problem with the police killing people, over-abusing their power. The solution is simple. I'm going to give it right here. Anybody listening, pass the word along. The laws have to be changed. That's the problem. The police have been given too much leeway. This thing started a long time ago, and they kept getting more and more power and getting away with more and more. And the legislators, so we have to blame the politicians for this problem, too, because they gave the police too much power and too much leeway where they can basically get away with murder, and they have been. This guy probably won't get away with murder, but what about the three accomplices? Even though they didn't suffocate the guy, they should have stopped their fellow officer from committing murder. So there are an accessory to murder. Why haven't they been charged with that? It's so obvious. Well, you don't need a lawyer to figure this one out, you know? And I'm not an anti-police person, but I'm an anti-giving the police too much power person. Definitely, the laws need to be changed, and that's what everyone needs to be crying about. We don't want an apology from the mayor, meaningless crap like that, or apology, I feel sorry for you, my sympathy from the president, or anything like that. It's meaningless. The laws need to be changed, and The police have to live by different rules, you know? They have to show people respect. There's no reason to mistreat people. In fact, the whole situation is, every police situation is basically being handled wrong. You know, they've been given too much power. That power has to be taken away from them. They can't be just arbitrarily arresting people, pushing people around, and then beating them up and violently hurting them, harming them, and killing them. They're getting away with murder. The only way to change that is to change the laws. You know, we need some realistic laws. First of all, you kill somebody when you're a cop, well, you're not only going to lose your job, you're going to automatically go to jail, you know, whether it's for life or 20 years or whatever. But no, you can't get away with that. There is no excuse. You know, if you're a trained policeman, you want to be able to arrest somebody without killing them. If you can't do that, you don't belong on the job. It's that simple, you know? I mean, we the people have to take control of the narrative here. And again, the key issue is the laws have to be changed that determine what police behavior can be or can't be. You know, there should be way fewer arrests. You know, police have to come investigate a situation. So the guy was passing money, fake money around. Okay, so all they need is really his ID and give him a court date, you know. They've got his license plate of his car and whatever. They didn't even have to arrest him, you know. They didn't. There's an easier way to deal with this and give people a chance to be human beings, you know. And in fact, people wouldn't be trying to pass phony money around if there was justice and everybody had enough money, you know? And again, who do we have to blame for there not being enough justice? It's the politicians. Basically, all the laws have been made by Democrats and Republicans, so there you go. The two big parties in America, the Democrats and Republicans, they are to blame for all of this. They have so many stupid damn laws on the books that don't serve the general population. And they can't be trusted to change it. No matter all the protesting in the world is not going to simply get these lawmakers to change the laws. That's why I'm talking about this quite strongly right now. Because, you know, enough playing games here. We have to... The best quote I can use is when Ross Perot ran for president quite a few years ago as a third-party candidate and was gaining quite a lot of popularity before they pushed him out by threatening his family. He basically said, the American people have to start acting like the bosses, you know? When we start to take control of the narrative and use our words cleverly and let these stupid, crooked, traitorous lawmakers know that we know what our rights are and we're telling you this is how we want it. And if you can't comply with us immediately, we want you out of office now. And if we have to take this conversation to a real friendly conversation, like we know where you live and we know where you park your car to get... put some fear in their heart to get their ass in gear and do what's right for the people. If they've been doing right for what's the people, none of these riots would be happening now. That poor man in Minneapolis wouldn't be dead. It's the damn politicians. And the first thing they have to do is take away all these perks that the police get and rewrite all the police behavior laws, not to their liking. They need to ask us, the public, how we want the police to behave, and we'll decide what the laws are going to be. And it's up to them to be our clerks and write the laws the way we want to. And we need to take command of their decision-making. This is it. There is no other way around it, you know? All the mayors of all the towns and all the riots, these mayors need to listen to the people in the community. We'll tell you how we want the police to act. We'll tell you how we want you to change the laws. And if you can't do that, hey, we know where you live and we know where you park your car, you know? And we know a lot of other things about you, et cetera, et cetera. And if it's going to take a little fear in their hearts to get them to do things, well, we'll have to do that. Because, like I say in my song, Ain't No Justice, there is no justice except what we make for ourselves. And we better start making it fast because the totalitarian world global rulers are, you know, they're salivating with this lockdown and stuff, and they just can't wait to totally subdue the American people. Well, we have to disappoint them. We can't allow that to happen. And if you're in another country, you can't allow your government to do the same thing, too. You know, I feel sorry for these other countries over in Europe, some of these totalitarian governments. Yeah, they used to be all democratic countries, so to speak. They're all republics, though, really, just like the United States is a republic. Come on, people, wake up. The United States is still a republic. It would be better off if it was a democracy. But it's not going to change into democracy until we take control of our so-called representatives in our republic, because America is a republic, and in a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the voters, have nothing. You, the citizens, have nothing, you know? And that all has to be changed, and let this tragic situation be the spark that ignites everyone to start taking command of our government, like Ross Perot said. You know, the American people have to start acting like the bosses. And I hope I inspire some people tonight to start acting like bosses. All you people that are outraged at what's going on here, you need to get a hold of these people at City Hall. Demand they meet with you and demand they follow your instructions. If they're not willing to follow your instructions how to handle this situation, ask them to resign immediately, because they are part of the problem then. If they can't respond to the will of the people, they have no business being public servants. They need to be fired immediately. And, of course, they'll try to tell you, well, you don't, yeah, they'll actually tell you, you don't have the right to fire me. Well, that needs to be changed, too. We need the right to fire stupid mayors, stupid governors, and just about all the governors are stupid in this last 4 weeks with their lockdown crap. It's either they're big bribe money takers or they're just friggin' stupid, listening to lying scientists, propaganda scientists from Big Pharma and the New World Order, using this flu, easily contagious flu maybe, but it's not a pandemic. That's another thing. We got to, you know, start taking control of the narrative here. We can't allow these fake news TV stations to keep calling this a pandemic. It's not a pandemic. You know, look up the definition of pandemic. It has to do with a large majority of the population. You know, the amount of people affected and died with this coronavirus things is insignificant. People are dying every day from everything else. It's probably more people dying from car accidents every day or something else, you know. And, of course, they're lying with the statistics, too. The whole thing is a sham, and we need to keep talking about that. We need to keep badgering the news people. Stop saying pandemic. It isn't a pandemic. Stop asking people to wear masks. You're intentionally giving people bad information. Masks are unhealthy. And the real doctors are coming out now and talking about it, you know. They don't get to talk on mainstream media, you know. Only the fake doctors and the representatives of the New World Order and the representatives of the elite, those doctors, the ones who take the big bribe money, they get to talk on that. And they're all talking that nonsense crap about the vaccine. Man, if you heard so much bad news about people being hurt and killed with vaccines, you have to be out of your friggin' mind to allow someone to stick a needle in you and inject poison. All vaccines are filled with poison. Don't you get it? I know they don't want to tell you that, but just you investigate it. All vaccines are poison, and they want to inject poison in you, trying to tell you that's going to make you better. These are the kind of lying pieces of crap that are misleading the general public, outrightly lying to you. There's no logic in injecting poison into you to make you better. Your best chances is improving your health through diet, fresh air, and exercise, and sunlight. All the things they're trying to deprive you from. That's why so many people are catching this that wouldn't catch it. And that's why the people that have problems already, you know, elderly people or people afflicted with other ailments like diabetes and stuff like that, they're going to succumb to this virus because they've been, not only do they have their major ailments, we've all been battered down with the chemtrail poisoning of the air, the 5G overbroadcasting of dangerous microwave systems, the Wi-Fis in our houses that are, we don't realize we're poisoning ourselves, you know, microwaving ourselves with dangerous Wi-Fi radiations, leaving our cell phones right next to our head when it's 1,000 times more deadly next to your head than it would be if you took it a foot away and talked on the speaker. You know, I mean, it's, and the poisoning of the food, you know, the GMOs, you know, and then there's the, again, the chemtrails, you know, insect DNA floating down in the air that you're going to breathe in. And, of course, that's what I talked about it last week, but I have to talk about it again. The damn poisonous vaccines, they want to kill millions of people with these vaccines. That's what they're trying to, that's what all this fear mongering is all about, to get you to foolishly allow them, voluntarily allow them to kill you by sticking a needle in you. Not only will they kill you, the ones that manage to survive, they're going to plant a tracking chip inside of you. You know, it's sickening. Don't trust anybody who says vaccine, don't trust them. Anybody who says uses the words conspiracy theorist, don't trust that person either.
I thought I'd mess you up. I'm just talking in your ear. Nobody hears me but you.
Well, all I have to say is, you know, I just had to get that out because, you know, again, the key words here is take control of the narrative. Start ordering the politicians around. Corner them any way you possibly can. You know, on their way home, know the route they take. Stop their car and make them listen and tell them if they are not going to listen to you, they need to get out of Dodge, get out of town, and leave their job behind because they're not welcome, you know? Tell them to take a vacation, a permanent vacation, because we can't allow these rotten politicians, these bribe-taking politicians, these ignorant politicians to keep on ruining our lives. And the laws have to be changed. We have to start demanding of them and pushing them, forcibly pushing them, to change the laws and do it now. We don't want to wait till the next time.
I would love to break in. And this is Donald Newsom. And, you know, my brother actually cuts in on your show every now and then.
Caller out there, speak up. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, wow. Can you hear me okay?
But what's your name, caller?
Well, my name is Donald Newsom.
Don, how you doing, Don?
You know,
what do you got to say?
Well, you know, I love your program.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, I really do. I love your program. I love it because it goes beyond the superficial.
Well, thank you. You know, I try to go as beyond as much as I can.
No,
beyond
really.
The boring to the interesting and the necessary things that have to be spoken sometimes.
Well, that's what makes a great, great show, and I appreciate you. You know, I do have one question.
Yeah, what's that?
You know, you talk about, you know, running for president, and you're going to, you know, so on, but where do you live? I mean, what county, what city have you ever
New York
thought
City.
Of? Where?
New York City.
You live in New York City?
Yeah, Staten Island, one of the five boroughs.
Oh, excuse me. So you live in, shit. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, what?
There's no crescendo there. I apologize, but well, then I'll revise my statement. You know, living, gosh, that can't be easy.
Well, no, it's not difficult at all. By the way, there was some riots today in Manhattan. It might be rioting right now for all I know, you know.
Wow. Yeah, wow. That son of a gun. That just can't be easy. That's to be in that right now in New York has got to be weird.
Well,
weird.
Well, Staten Island is like kind of like a borough. It's an island, really. It's not attached by land to the rest of New York City. It's an island. That's why they call it Staten Island.
Then I have a question again. It leads back to you're running for president and so on. Well, my question would be, why don't you run for city council?
Oh, and, very easy question there.
Okay.
First of all, running for president of the United States doesn't cost any money. The way I'm doing it as a write-in candidate, which entitles me, I don't have to file any paperwork, I don't have to pay any fees, and I don't have to do any paperwork as long as I don't take big donations. So it's the running for president of the United States requires the least amount of work. Any other position in government actually requires more work.
Wow, so this is the lazy man's way to rule.
Oh, well, yeah, but my idea of running, of being the president is not to rule, it's to serve the public. And the fact of the matter is, when you're the president, you don't have to ask permission from other people. And I'm such
right.
a person, I don't want to be asking opinions right. of idiots.
No, I'm feeling you, right?
And that's it, you know, city council isn't going to do any good. All these city councils, actually, they're all corrupt. They end up getting ruled by the people with the money. You know, if you want to, city councils make their decisions on bribery. Really, they don't do what's right for the people because
you
first
know,
of all,
I always laugh about people arguing about government. You know why? Because government's so large, there's so many things to argue about. In other words, why have we let government become so large? You know, here, I'll give you a boner for both sides. Republicans,
yeah.
Well, you know, we got to stay out of healthcare and education. We got to get out of there. You know, we can't be spending money on healthcare and education. But here's their reasoning, and nobody realizes this. It goes back to the base platform of their thinking. Well, small government. Let's keep them out of your hair. Let's keep them out of your education. Let's keep them out of that indoctrination.
Of course,
let's
it's
keep
better.
Them small. But on the other side, the liberals. Everybody deserves an education. Immigrant, landed, alien, non-landed, alien. Everybody deserves the shot. Everybody deserves an education. So, I'm just gonna throw that at you. So, you know, you can now. Where is the middle on? Where is the median on that? Where is the middle? What?
That's not hard to figure out at all. First of all, of course
it is hard. It's very
difficult.
No, it's not.
Difficult. It's actually easy when you know how to make decisions, all right? And I'm the guy who knows how to make decisions on the spot.
Right.
I've got your answer already.
That's why you're going
to
be president.
It's really quite simple. First of all, the laws are all ridiculous. There's no common sense. The basic line, I have this in one of my videos.
But forget the laws.
Let me finish here, okay? In my 5 minute, I have 5 minutes of videos on my presidential website. They're all about a minute long, okay? Made them real short. And the one where I talk about taking care of everyone, I mentioned the words, if everything is based on common sense and fairness, and then everybody gets along and everything works out. It's that simple. You know, laws have to be common sense. And they have to be fair to everybody. We don't have that. And an education system needs to be an education system, a democratic education system, not where 3 to 5 people in a back room decide what your kids are going to learn.
All right, let's say I agree with you. How do you achieve it?
By being president of the United States. because as president of the United States, you can take directive order people to do those things to change them.
How do you propose to achieve that?
How do I propose to achieve it? Well, in America here, you have to win all the electoral votes. What can I say? My appeal to the general public is, hey, listen.
No, let's get back to how do you educate the people? Educate the people, which, by the way, to me, is number one in all countries from South America,
it's really
Africa, Europe.
Sense. You don't need
UK.
To be a
education
professor
is
to
the
do
key,
this.
But what are you, who's doing the educating and first of all, who's doing the educating?
Do we have idiots educating the people, or do we have paid assassins educating the people?
Right,
or
it's
do
like
we have...
the economic hitman. You know, you have no idea what you're getting into. The boogeyman's just a page away. You know, just another professor away. And all of a sudden, you're like in a new loop. And it is a loop-de-de-de loop. Which it's kind of like, you know, you're entitled and yet you're a sinner. You deserve to pay reparations to everybody who's ever been harmed from the butterfly on, and including the earth and the sun and the moon and
wait a second.
If they
who
could
are you
get
talking?
It. And it just goes on and on. So. It becomes.
Who are you talking about in particular when you're saying that? Who are you talking about?
This is the dance of Osiris.
All right. Well, that sounds like philosophical.
Right. Less Osiris and less Osisis.
Uh-huh.
And maybe
okay,
less.
Okay, but that's somebody's
Orpheus.
Philosophy.
But that's candy for another day.
Yeah. Back to the president thing.
I honestly think.
What do you think?
Here's my thoughts, and as crazy as they are.
Tell us what you think, and then we'll know what you think.
Because I'm an idiot. Folks, I'm such an idiot. I deleted my Twitter account. After maybe a decade of usage, I realized I'm a moron and I'm always wrong. Well, I may do the same with my Facebook account because I've realized politically I'm a moron and I'm almost always wrong. I hate to say it. It's terrible. And it
well,
does
give yourself
me no
a
good.
Little more credit. Come on. I mean, right? You know.
But it does me no good being, you know, a business owner. And having views that are usually wrong, really it doesn't.
Hey, you know what? you shouldn't hire yourself as an advisor.
No. Well, certainly not.
I'd make a better advisor than you are for yourself. First of all, you got to get off that track, man. Don't ever say anything negative about you. Let
right,
other
right,
people
right,
do that.
Right. Hey, I'm getting to the point where don't say anything. It's just smarter.
But really, don't ever say anything negative about yourself. Let other people say those things. You know, you got to talk positively about yourself, you know?
Right.
You can say, well, I made a decision and I quit Twitter.
Oh, I don't care
to
talk positively about myself. I know me. I just love the programming on our network. I love you. I love the programming on our network. I love the many voices that our network provides and the fact that it's not only diverse, it's heartfelt, it's coming to you unbiased, unfiltered, FCC unregulated.
Yes.
Folks.
On the internet, we don't have to ask permission
to do
what we're doing.
We're not dancing around the truth. We're just spitting it at you. So that's always given me, you know, a lot of power. That gives me power. That
hey,
makes
well,
me
I,
feel
all
great.
I can say is, you know,
great.
I like BBS Radio.
Thank you.
That's all. And, you know, I like the shows on BBS Radio. In fact, I'll even go as far as saying I even like my show. How about that?
I love your show. I love your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So you even like it more than I do.
It's medicine.
But hey, I couldn't do this without great guys like you and your brother who had, put this whole thing together, you know. You guys have a great empire you started.
You know, it's a mini-me empire. It's a mini-me empire. But you know, the beauty is it starts with an E. I mean, hey, the Enos starts with an E. Well, that's
you know,
why
I
tell the ladies. That's why I tell the ladies.
To start with an E.
I apologize.
You know? But anyhow, so what's your comment? Well, I got you on the line here. What's your comment on how the mayors and the governors are dealing with these riots in relation to the poor guy who got murdered in Minneapolis?
Well, the guy was a police officer for a while. He was decorated. He knew what he was doing. He got careless. And a lot of them do get brazen. I have a good friend who's been teaching the military, police forces and the sheriff's police forces and writing manuals on and for secret services and so on, writing those manuals. And, you know, he has classes where he teaches self-discipline courses continuously in several different cities. And
well,
he told me...
Have the guy call me because he needs to set some new rules down.
Well,
because,
the problem
like,
was...
All of this could be
handled
totally
differently. The guy knelt on his neck. He should have never knelt on the neck.
Of course not. And the fact that the guy's saying, I can't breathe, and
right,
he's just
that,
being an unresponsive
jerk. That took it a step beyond the unreasonable. But the fact that he knelt on the neck when the guy was handcuffed instead of on the back... was a no-no, and they're taught. By the way, their classes, in when they go through courses to learn how to become an officer, classes teach you never, ever, put your knee on their neck. But this guy was handcuffed, and they put it on.
I mean,
his
the
neck.
Whole thing
and
is
then
crazy.
The guy pulled him out of the squad car and pulled him down. But here's the thing most people don't know. You ready for this?
What's that?
They both worked together at the same nightclub.
Oh, yeah. I picked that up on the news. And I've been watching the
right.
news
so,
about this just like everybody else.
So they even knew each other. Wow. So should this guy have been arrested?
Wait a second.
Be up on charges and arrested and put in jail? Yes, and he has been. So let's hope there's justice.
Okay, but that wasn't the... Now let's get back to the question I asked you. The question I asked you was, what's your opinion about the way the mayors and the governors have been responding to this event?
Well, it's atrocious because, as you know, they've been, it's like Antifa all over again. You know, the city councils, the mayors, and the local jurisdictions, folks, are trying to steal your rights by creating chaos. And that's what's going on. It's it's not hard to fathom. It's the same, I like to call it, not Hunger Games, Soros Games. You know, it's like when so many people were murdered and people were talking about the European open borders movement and they were trying to do underground talks about it and they were murdered and open borders came out and open borders and all of a sudden, oh, there's Soros, open borders society. And then you think back in the last 20 years of all these murders and you're thinking, man, all because, and then it all just, it's same thing what's going on. Same thing.
Well, yeah, it's all about taking away
same
people's
thing.
Rights. Just like the lockdown with the coronavirus, taking away people's rights.
Well, you first have to create the problem in order to create the solution. I mean, what's his name? That wonderful fanatic. And
oh, there's so many.
Him.
I can't think of it.
You know who I'm talking about, that wonderful fanatic who loves to express himself, David Icke. And I love him. I do, because fanatic or not, he backs up his bullshit.
But why
actually
is he
does
a
back up
if
his
you
bullshit.
Love him?
Now, granted, there are many takes on it, but he leads you down his version. And there are many versions, but to be quite honest, all versions lead to the same destination, and that is something very fucking sinister is afoot. And when your presidents are assassinated, when Kennedy tries to enlighten people as to what's going on, or there's an underground movement, a very secretive movement, a very powerful movement, one that's unnamed, unchecked. And as we move into this new world order, we start to feel this gravity, the effects of this. And we're going to continue to feel it. That war is on.
Yeah.
That dichotomy on your personality and your livelihood and your reality is on. Our generation is going to be either to establish the beauty of individualize the beauty of the individual or the power of the collective.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to find out. The beauty of the individual or the power of the collective. And remember, we should be celebrating all of it, but there is individual inner power plays going on, and you know, it's a spiritual and a very physical and a very real thing
by the dark side.
It's
absolutely
the dark side.
Yeah, darker than dark. I mean,
right. I like the dark side
evil,
every
but
now
we
and
know
again.
That they're no good, or NFG.
Right, a little bit of chocolate, a little bit of vanilla.
I don't know. I think it's all black. They're burnt black. But anyhow, hey, your comments are appreciated. And
well, thank you very much.
It shows you're thinking, whereas, unfortunately, too many people are not thinking. You shouldn't have got off Twitter. There's funny things on Twitter nowadays. Just yesterday, somebody made a post. They had this woman, you know, it was a goof post, which are the funny ones. And the woman is saying, "I do everything my TV tells me to."
Wow. Hey, that's enticing.
Right, that's catchy.
I mean, that's almost fascinating.
Right, be careful who you say that to. They might decide to copycat that one. You know, if you ever saw that movie, They Live, where the guy puts on the sunglasses and all the billboards and advertisements. He sees the hidden words behind him. Obey.
I always love that. Dangerfield? Or,
oh, no, the wrestling guy.
Or Rodney.
Roddy Piper,
right? I used to watch him wrestle religiously.
Yeah, he was a popular wrestler. I've seen him too.
Right.
You know,
I used to love him before he did that movie. When he got into movies, I thought, "Now, ain't that a kick?" Yeah. and how true he was. You know, I'd love to invent the pair of glasses that could see in different dimensions.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's basically the movie is metaphorically telling you that if you could shift your vision, you perhaps could see different things. I mean, I've met people that could, they're called clairvoyant. I met this one clairvoyant woman. We were having a discussion about something, and we're sitting right across from each other, and she just looks at me and says, you know, I can see the beam of white light going out of the top of your head, the one that goes directly to God.
Yeah, I've heard that, but could you imagine?
So, I mean, people can see things, some of them.
Right, that's amazing. I've heard that. I've heard stories of that, where they see those pillars, columns of light.
Yeah.
Going straight up, and straight down.
My story is just one of many, probably.
Right.
And then there's, if you ever bought what's called a Magic Eye 3D book, you know what I'm talking about?
Now that I don't know.
All right, it's a book that you buy in a bookstore. You younger listeners, yeah, they used to have bookstores. I don't know if they'll come back after the virus lockdown here, but yeah, it's a book which has pictures in it, and every one of the pictures has a hidden picture underneath it. It's called the Magic Eye 3D book. So as you start staring at the picture, you teach yourself how to shift your vision, and all of a sudden, out behind the picture you're looking at is the hidden picture. And it's just it's the same thing they were trying to show you in that movie, They Live. Behind every real picture out there, there's a hidden picture that the government puts there to control.
So it's kind of like Kuma Sumatra.
I'm not sure what Sumatra is.
Kuma?
What is Sumatra?
Kuma?
Huh? What?
Kuma?
You tell me what.
Hey, it might even be an outside joke.
It might be. I didn't get it.
No, know what? I would have to say that you're right.
Thank you. I'd rather be right than wrong. What can
I do? Yeah, I think in this case, you're right. You laid it out perfectly. Perfectly.
And while we're talking about shifting vision, here's something that, you know, the public education system is crooked. When they don't teach children, kindergarten or first grade, second grade at the latest.
Forget that. Forget all that.
You know what an auric image is?
No, forget all that bullshit. We bring education back to the city council. Serious folks, you're paying taxes. You're paying school taxes, city district taxes, school taxes. Let's bring the power of that back to the locality, the regional, and let's eliminate government. Let's get rid of government in your education. Let's eliminate government spending on education. Oh, you're so evil, Don. You don't want anybody to be educated. You fool, you fool, you outlandish fool.
What I'm saying
is
it requires participation.
Stop being taxed federal dollars for something your community can do better.
Exactly. But you have to participate.
Right.
That's the deal.
But this is where we educate people. See, where people are not educated is they've been lied to for so long they don't know the power of their own community, culture, and education. And that's whether they're black, white, Indian, whether they're Muslim, whether they're Chinese,
American. Yeah, we get the drift
American,
on that. We get the drift.
In their communities, they have no clue
as what to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
What it's going to come down to, it's going to come down to a little faith in our communities. And what we want for our communities as far as education, recreation, and the kind of environment that they
you know
want.
What?
And that will all be quite localized, hopefully with the parents most of all, because we never want to take too much away from the parents and their ability to make those choices in their kids' lives.
Of course.
No matter how crazy this world they might spin it and make you think it is, the parents gave birth to the kids and deserve the chance to make, life-altering decisions for those children. I mean, that's the truth. So
of course it is.
Taking that ability away from the parents is just ridiculous. And strengthening that with the communities and the city councils and bringing that power of education, not just education, folks. Health care. Health care.
Part of the problem
care.
Is people health can't be trusted.
Care. Health
a representative
care.
Form of government
in other words,
doesn't work out anymore.
We
have the ability,
the
computer system,
and you all know what I'm talking about. They all
like
know
a
everybody out there is going.
Things, and that's what we need to be headed to, a referendum.
Because they know what I'm talking about. Your audience gets it. I can feel it. You know, my left toe's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
You'll make a good meter if you can say that my audience gets it. Okay, I'll go along with that. Perhaps you just intuitively know that. You know, I listen to my intuition.
I'm an Austrian conservative. I'm an Austrian conservative, folks. If you don't have it, don't buy it. If you're confused of what up is and down is, or what somebody's telling you, or you're worried, or the world's confused, your science is confused, your God, everything, just life's confused you, that's just not an excuse.
Yeah, participation is important. And I got to repeat it again because
right.
This is my favorite
exactly.
saying. There will be no justice except what we make for ourselves.
Right, and the beauty is we have to be participants. Look, you have no choice.
Well,
that's
yeah,
where,
because
you know, when they
you
say,
don't
you know when they say you're an original sinner,
you're going to be
when,
ruled
hey,
by
you, you're a sinner and someone died for your sins 2,000 years ago, and no, you don't have the right to make up for your own sins. I'm sorry. Somebody else did that 2,000 years ago. So you no longer have that right. Maybe that right was taken away from you. I don't know. That's always been confusing for me because I always wanted to pay for my own sins, die for my own sins. And if somebody told me that they took that right from me thousands of years ago, I'd be angry. I'd be rather angry.
Well, that's a whole different topic and
right.
a lengthy
it was gonna
one.
Lead,
so
you
let's
know,
just not get...
Right, it was
going
to lead to
right
a whole
now.
New topic, but
there's not enough time to talk about it.
I wanted to marry the two. I wanted to marry the
two. No sooner than it starts, it's almost over because I don't know. It just goes fast. Time. Do you know? Do you? Hey, Don.
Time is moving faster. I led that down the wrong road, didn't I?
No.
Did I?
Hey, Don. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel that time is moving faster?
What's that?
Do you feel that time is moving faster?
I do.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I found? Just about everybody I asked that question of, they all say, yeah, me too.
It's like the golden mean, the golden ratio, the spiral of life.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're going in a spiral, but it's always patterns. So your whole creative interpretation of
how to explain time is going faster. You want to hear it?
Well, yeah, I do. Tell me your version.
Okay, we all know what those little things from the past called cassette tapes look like, right?
Yeah.
We got two wheels, and when it starts out, you got all the tape on one wheel, and then it starts threading onto the other wheel when the machine starts playing your music or whatever you have on that tape. So when you get to the end of the tape, you'll notice that the wheel with the least coming to the end of the tape that has the least amount of tape on it now starts to spin real fast as you're getting to the end of the tape. And that's how I can best explain time moving faster. We're coming to an end of an age. Think of the age as a cassette tape. And the end of the age is going to spin super fast compared to where it was going in the beginning.
That's almost my theory. Mine's slightly different. It's like the in-breath and the out-breath of God or Creator. You know, there is expansion and contraction. And one will feel one way, and it'll feel the other way.
Yeah, well, regardless, when you get to the end of the reel on the tape, that's all I know. That wheel spins faster at the end of the tape.
Right. Sounds good to me.
At the end of the age, for any of you who don't understand, we're talking about the age of the zodiac. We're at the end of the age of Pisces, and we're going into the age of Aquarius. So we are at the end of the age, and that's why time is speeding up faster. Get it?
Right. No, I do. Yes, absolutely.
Get it, buy it now, on sale at Walmart.
Right, that and your mask.
That's right. And if you're scared to go out because you might catch the COVID-19...
And a bonus bumper sticker.
just dial up Amazon. They'll fly you their products with their new drones. Drop it off in your
backyard. That's right, all roads lead to Rome.
Yeah, well,
look, folks, beware of shipping these days, because I've had four shipments, three of them lost, because one, the UPS decided to put it on the other side of the street from where we are. I mean, the whole other side of the street. And another one decided to bring it to a whole different address with a whole different name, whole different address. They phoned us. They were two streets away, totally different address, different name, but they got our packages. Two of them.
People are getting stupid.
Two boxes. Yeah. And then another one lost a package for $168. And another one lost a package for $500. Folks, this was Christmas. FedEx. And here's the weirdest part. I'm still out almost $500. And they said they delivered it, and they have a record. They delivered it right at the mailbox. Here's the problem. The mailbox isn't on the property. So isn't FedEx, they're not the United States Postal Service. How are they legally allowed to drop it off at your post office box and get away with it? A big box that's on a shared street with many, many homes, and then say, we delivered it, and then the seller gets away with it, and you bought it through, let's say, eBay, and the seller gets away with it. They don't refund you. eBay doesn't refund you. They close the ticket. FedEx closes the ticket and says, no, we delivered it. Now what do you do? Hey, if any of you out there knows that answer, because I'd love to sue them, get a class action suit and find out how many people this has been done to. But if you know that, call me. I might even bring it up with our own lawyers in short order, only because, I'm ticked.
Yeah, I mean, like, who do you trust nowadays?
I'm ticked. You look. There's no reason for that. you know, I mean, especially
Barter,
some
I know
carriers
what part of the problem is,
playing it lax and
you,
the, and,
you got
the,
drivers
and they're screwing up
drivers
things,
out.
But
they want to get
you know,
their route done
and
they'll
stick it
and
stick it to the consumer
and
to stick it to the consumer ain't right.
Of course, it's not right. But I'm saying I know what part of the problem is: the drivers.
And folks, I give you my word, I'm trying to fight this. I don't know what to do.
Well,
I bought a Christmas present on Christmas. I'm still trying to. It darn near $500. Hey, it was a Berkeley water filter system with the filters, the water filters, the fluoride filters, the carbon filters, and everything else. All in one big box.
Yeah, I feel sorry for you, you know. But
and someone swiped it.
It's difficult.
They never delivered
you know,
to the property. They should have.
I'll pay the extra money to have all the safeguards in I can possibly have because I know that there's a lot
and
of
And all
problems
I wanted my two oldest kids in when they share you know an apartment together, just to, you know. Drink healthy. Shit. They're up near the Paradise Fire in Chico. Of course, I want them to be drinking healthy water. So
yeah, I hear you. Hey, listen, my friend, thanks for calling in, but we got to end our conversation now because we're coming to the end of the show. And
oh, my goodness, I took all your time, my friend.
Yeah, feel free to call back anytime. Thank you so much for your input, Don.
Thank
and,
you. It was a pleasure, and to your audience.
Yeah,
and
I
got to
finish up the show. I got a few things
yeah,
to say
man.
Before we do the do the countdown.
All right, well, I loved it, and thank you.
All right, you're quite welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, people, we're coming to the end of our show. Listen, I just wanted to make mention, you know, I've been paying a little attention to what's going on here with the riots and stuff. There's something like a dozen cities they're having riots in. A dozen cities have curfews. Something like six of the states, the governors are calling in the National Guard. You know, it's a real mess out there. As usual, the people in charge don't know what the hell they're doing. Well, anyhow, let me just change the note on things here. I want to remind everybody, I mentioned it last week, sound waves are the cure to the COVID-19. Anybody out there knows some scientists, get yourself the equipment, find out the frequency of the COVID-19, and then just broadcast that frequency back, and then the virus should shatter like a piece of glass when an opera singer sings the note. It's that simple, you know. We need to, we the people in the private sector need to solve this thing ourselves because government is, they're asleep at the wheel, too busy counting their bribe money from the big pharma and the New World Order who want to kill us all with the vaccines. All right, so much for that. Hey, listen, there's a lot of good things happening out there, and some of them are happening on YouTube.com. I got quite a few positive videos out there, like This Is Your Sunny Day. You know, that's it. Go to, the best way to get to my site with all my videos is go to YouTube.com. Click on the music button, and then in the search bar at the top, punch in the name of the song. You know, sometimes some of my songs have names that are similar to other people's songs, so you might have to scroll down when you get to the page. Or you can be clever about it, put in the name of my song, This Is Your Sunny Day, and then after that, write by Tom Edison. That is my real name, Tom Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N. And then the machine will correctly take you there, you know. The best, the ones I recommend, This Is Your Sunny Day is an excellent one to put you in a good mood. Or The Earth, She Loves You. That's right, The Earth loves you. And all she wants is you to love her, too. So just go to YouTube.com, click on the music button, go to the search bar, and punch in The Earth, She Loves You. And after you get done watching that, you'll love The Earth, too. If you're a guitar player, watch the key in the words, Let Me Coax You On, when you get to YouTube. You know, first click the music choice, then in the information bar, Let Me Coax You On. You'll hear great guitar playing. You'll think you're listening to Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page, or somebody. of that greatness. Okay, and of course, in line with what's happening, it should be a song everybody wants to listen to. Ain't No Justice. It's up there on YouTube. Again, go to YouTube.com, click on the music button, and the search bar at the top, print in the words, Ain't No Justice, and then write by Tom Edison after, because the page gets all clouded up with the Temptations and other people that have the songs by the same name. Ain't No Justice by Tom Edison. That's me. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. Tell your friends to call in or just listen next week. And participate, because it's time for the people to take control of their government. And everyone's needed in this. We're at war. New World Order is trying to impose their totalitarian rule over us. And you're being too passive. We need to take actions to change things in our favor. Okay, you know, you hear my songs at the end of the show. You ought to know the songs by now. Are You the Party in Kind? At the end of that, followed by I Gotta Be Somebody. I got the, both of them are videos out there, fun to watch. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.